This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Brian Fernandez. Now, over the weekend, changes took place at the top leadership of the Communist Party of China. There's also potential of change at the People's Bank of China. For insights on how these moves might affect international markets, we have on the line Stephen Innes, Head of Trading in Asia Pacific for Awanda in Singapore. Brian, you speak to him.
Good morning, Stephen. Now, according to the Wall Street Journal, Yi Gang is set to be named as China's central bank governor. Now, since he's been number two to incumbent governor Zhou Xiaochuan for more than a decade, what's your view on the appointment? Do you expect policy continuity?
Yeah, I really do. I think this is part and parcel to ensuring that policy continues as Beijing moves more aggressively in its controls and risk reform and within its financial system. He's very well respected in international circles. He's U.S. Educated. It tells me that the new era that was brought in over the past 2 years is going to continue, where they're going to take a more quantified approach to managing overall risk, along with putting through currency reforms, which I think has been up at the top of Xi's agenda for some time. So I think having an ally who's been on the PBOC through the initial phases of this process will actually bode well for market sentiment going forward.
Now, do you think that he's going to accelerate the deleveraging agenda?
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do right now. I think we're starting to see that happen globally, where in China's case, it's more about the quality of growth than just the quantity of growth that they had in the past. Years ago, when they were moving off of the brick and mortar, they seemed to allow credit, an unbridled use of credit throughout the system. And obviously, that's not sustainable, and that creates significant headwinds. So they really were moving to get ahead of that, and I think they've done a great job getting rid of these shadow banks and other shady type lending operators. So I think the market is seeing the short-term pain that the economy is likely to go through as a long-term gain for market overall.
Now, what's your view on the elevation of Wang Qishan to the position of vice president in the Chinese Communist Party? Now, will that help to reduce the threat of a trade war and smoothen ties with the U.S.? Now, particularly because of his connections to the U.S. diplomatic and financial communities, and that stretching way back into the 90s.
Yeah, I think that's a valid point. Obviously, Xi wanted to keep a strong ally by his side, and I think with his U.S. Connections, diplomatic ties through the years dating back, almost two decades now, I think this is a sign that China is looking to negotiate here. One of the great things here, he's been a really good politician for internal controls. Tackling the massive waves of corruption, domestic financial problems. So he's viewed internationally as a real benefit to the overall markets. And I think with his experience dealing with the U.S. as the vice premier who led the economic talks in Washington, I think this is just a perfect appointment. Whilst trade rhetoric is starting to accelerate, and obviously it's President Trump has set his sights on China. So obviously China's trying to make some at least progress through appointments in that regard.
Now on to the U.S. And this week, Jerome Powell gives his first post-rate meeting press conference on Wednesday. So that will be past midnight on the 22nd hour time. Now, have market expectations changed for an immediate rate hike as well as for policy direction for the rest of 2018?
Well, it's going to be a significant litmus test for foreign exchange markets as well as equity markets. Put it this way, we don't really know what Jerome Powell is going to do here. It's his first live FOMC decision. Consensus suggests that the high bar for the Fed to shift to four dots is there. I don't think they're going to do it, but we can't assume that remaining with the status quo is a foregone conclusion. We have to look at what is on the table right now. We've seen a lot of Fed policymakers upgrade their outlooks for 2018. Even the Fed Reserve Governor Lael Brainard, one of the central bank's most fervent doves, sounded optimistic about the U.S. economy. So this is really out of character. So, you know, we have to take what the Feds are telling us. And, you know, based on that, investors are acknowledging the risk heading into Wednesday meeting, and they've started to reduce interest rate-sensitive exposures. But, you know, if we look at the run-up in the economic data that we've had, especially the inflation metrics, the more tepid wage growth inflation metrics that came up last non-farm payroll, it was followed up by a tepid CPI print, it doesn't suggest that the Feds should be in any rush to hike rates. Well, hike rates beyond the three rate hike scenario that the market's pricing in. So whether Jay Powell wants to stamp his authority on the Feds, is this the time to do it? Likely not. I think he's going to err on the side of gradualism and stick with the three-dot plot scenario.
Now, what is your view on U.S. equities, especially on one hand, given the positive domestic data, but then tempered by concerns over a trade war on the other hand?
Yeah, the markets are very struggling to stay positive given the torrents of potential headwinds. I mean, whether it's a White House revolving door, the escalation of trade wars, or you know, the markets are really finding it difficult to grab, you know, find an equilibrium. But when you throw in this prospect of a more hawkish Fed, it's not surprising that risk sentiment continues to trade poorly. Now, while in reality most of these political headwinds will most likely not transpire as badly as feared, you know, the market's still having difficult time holding on to risk in this environment. So, you know, this gets back to the Fed. The Fed's actually acknowledged that the fact that this market is in a risk-off environment, and I think actually raising interest rates in this kind of downtrodden environment could actually create a higher wave of risk-off, risk aversion. So I think the Feds are going to keep rates, although raise rate this cycle, but also not suggest that they're going to go aggressively hiking going forward.
Thanks for your insight, Stephen. That was Stephen Innes, Head of Trading in Asia-Pacific at Awanda in Singapore.
We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.